It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen to KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, Paulie!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only... He's only mortal, folks. Paul Lavoie.
All right, it is Tuesday, and it's 60 days after the last time we did this, so let's see if I can get Kay's level right here. Welcome to Girl Power Hour!
Pow!
You're killing me.
Okay, pow!
Nice job. Perfect. How are you, ladies?
Good, how are you?
I'm awesome. Kay McCarthy's here, reverse mortgage specialist, senior loan officer for Mojave Mortgage.
I love those guys.
Nice. And we have Sarah Juarez here from the North Star team. I got to turn the card over, right? Black Mountain Valley Realty. Yay.
Hello.
Oh, look who brought, she brought in my only fan. As opposed to OnlyFans.
I would have brought you a fan.
You would?
I would.
Or you would have brought me an OnlyFans.
I have a fan.
Kidding. Kay's a good sport. Kay's a great sport. You know, Kay's all over Snapchat usually.
I don't even have her on Snapchat.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Well, I snapped her yesterday and said, you know, are we good for noon or what? And nothing. I thought, okay, well, she probably just rolls that way. But you know how this day and age you have to find the preferred method of communication for people, right?
Yes. Yes.
So she texts me just a regular old text today. Wasn't even a Facebook IM or anything. Are we? And it was like 11:10. Are we doing the show today?
And why was that?
Sarah, I don't know.
Why was what?
Sarah said, "What time?"
Oh yeah, I know. I did.
Oh. Well, I texted you.
Oh. Did you drive down here in 45 minutes then?
No, I left early, actually, to be here, because I couldn't remember if it was 11 or 12.
Oh.
So I got here early.
You done good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, the next time is 11.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you not
great.
No, because great. Sunday, folks, is the time change. So Common Ground will be on at 9. Speak Out will be on at 11 next Tuesday.
Oh, he's not kidding.
No. Because here's what happens. Okay. Our East Coast providers, our satellite providers, go what they jump forward,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Well, Arizona doesn't jump anything,
right?
So that
because
means
we're
that
the normal ones.
That means that 2 hours turns into 3 hours,
right?
Yeah.
And that's how that works. Now, if you got to wrap your head around that, I can't help you with that. You need therapy, especially time zone therapy, and a lot of us have gone through it. But the general rule in the tri-state area is the time of the meeting is determined by where the meeting is. So if you're going to meet in Laughlin, it's on Laughlin time. And that's the time they give you. Am I wrong?
No, you're correct.
Perfect.
You're correct.
All right. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. And this is the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with No Sink. You can find City Maytag 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Look at that. I play Girls on Film and the song that follows it, Everybody Wants to Rule the World, right?
Yes.
That's That's us.
That's perfect.
How?
That's perfect. We have so much to go over as far as numbers and that. Yeah. And got to mention, this will also be, I believe, on video. Yeah, we're going to be streaming later. Or streaming now?
Instagram.
Oh, Instagram. And see, yeah. I don't,
Facebook.
See, I'm
Snapchat.
I don't have Insta, but I have Snap, right? What is that?
You don't have Instagram?
I don't have Insta.
You have Messenger.
What?
Right?
Yes, but why would I want to go into another form of social media?
Oh, because you have to have them all these days.
So then I have to hire an assistant.
Yes.
Well, I already have them, but that's not really her job, so just to mess with my Insta. Anyway, get me out of this, please, Sarah.
Okay, what so do we let's have go for over numbers? Some numbers Thank for you. Bullhead City single-family homes. So in February, our average sales price was about $345,000. Currently, right now, we have about 9 months of inventory, so our inventory is going up. It's gone up from in because, again, it's been a couple of months. So January, we were at 8 months supply. And now we're at 9 months. And then right now, our average days on market for February was about 81 days. And then our sales median sales price was about $308,000. So that's just for single-family homes. And then if we get into factory-built homes.
I didn't catch the total. What was it?
Oh, the total days on market?
No, the total sales.
Okay, so our sales price.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what okay. I ended up going over. Okay. I didn't do the total.
So the average
closed.
Price the average price was?
The average let's go back up. The average price was about $345,000.
I'm multitasking.
You need to listen.
I heard you, I just wasn't actively listening. I was multitasking. Sorry.
Okay. No, yes. No worries.
Okay.
Anyway, and then our median sales price was about $307,990. So just rounded up to $308,000. So then if we get into factory-built homes, then our current months of inventory is 6 months of inventory, mm-hmm. and our average sales price is about $164,000. Mm-hmm. So our median sales price for February was about $120,000.
Wow.
So, yeah. Well, that's because we have a lot of properties, manufactured homes that are in some of the mobile home parks. So those, when you don't own the land, you know, you have your land lease, but your actual price of the mobile is actually less. So
the theme of today's show is, why isn't Paul buying yet? Right?
Yes.
That's what
I
we
want to
know,
you.
Paul.
I asked you.
Maybe
yes.
I should buy
it's
there.
Time.
Maybe I should buy it there with the prices the way they are.
Well,
yes.
And commute here.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Let's do it.
Yeah, easy for you.
Let's
to say.
Do it.
That's right.
How easy?
I'm going to get you qualified right now.
How easy is it for somebody who thinks they don't have a down payment to come up with a down payment?
I will tell you, I just did one who thought they didn't have a mm-hmm. down payment, and I said, well, that's great because you don't need a down payment. So what we did is a down payment assistance program, and we did it on a manufactured
we
home,
did.
Right? It was a double wide that was permanently affixed, and so it was a lower purchase price. And then we got 3.5% down, came from the down payment assistance.
Mm-hmm.
We got a seller concession for closing cost, and the borrower brought no money to the table.
See, I'm down with a park model, but I don't know about a manufactured home. How would you sell it? That
they're
person
the same,
that thinks the same way.
They're essentially the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as when you're in a park, I mean, we have double wides, we have single wides. They're all manufactured homes. The difference is when they're in a park, you're on leased land. So not only do you have the price for the home, but you actually have a monthly land lease as well in the park. Whereas if you're purchasing a manufactured home outside of a park, you actually own the land. So again, like Kay was saying, it has to be affixed to the property. So that's where they surrender the title for the manufactured home. So it becomes real property instead of personal property.
It's so complicated.
Right. So when you get the DPA,
I have so much RAM.
Right?
That's why you need a realtor.
Space. Yes.
Right.
That's exactly right.
When you get the down payment assistance program, that's with a double wide manufactured or a single wide manufactured home, right, on land that you own. But if we're in an RV park and we have lease land, you can't do the down payment assistance
Correct.
Program. And you'll need 5% down. So we still can do those programs on leased land. and they're in the RV park. We just have to do it with 5% down.
Nice.
So you can do that too.
Okay.
Which one do you want?
Boy, she's really on the hard sell
right.
today, isn't
Let's
she?
Do
That's
it.
Right.
Perfect. That's right.
Why should people, you know, I've gone over this with Bobby Lewis before. I've gone over this with other realtors. You see FSBO a lot, for sale by owner. Mm-hmm. Why should people stay away from that?
Well, because they're not savvy to the purchase contracts and how the sales actually are going. You could actually get yourself caught into a trap of them, you know, not fixing things, not disclosing things that need to be disclosed by law, and they just don't have the full understanding of some of that. So when you have an agent who is representing you, you have that professional guidance. We know the contracts. We know exactly, you know, how to protect you in regards to things like that.
I got you. Kay, did you want to add to that?
No, I always use Sarah, right? Because you want to make sure that you are covered. You don't want to generally do a for sale by owner contract, right? Because you're not an attorney. I mean, unless you are an attorney, right? Mm-hmm. But normally you want to make sure you're protected with a realtor helping you.
Okay. Now, you're a reverse mortgage specialist.
I am.
Right? Good time to do a reverse mortgage? Is that any time?
Any time is a good time because it depends on what your situation is.
Okay.
So with regards to a reverse mortgage, you can do a purchase on a reverse also. So we've seen people that, let's say they're downsizing, right? And they own their own home. And now they've got all this equity. And what they want to do is buy a new home but not use all their cash. So we're going to do it as a reverse mortgage, use half of their cash, and then they can put the other half in assets. And then they don't have to have a payment, a mortgage payment, if they don't choose to. They still have to pay taxes, insurance, maintenance on the home, but they don't have to make their monthly mortgage payment. But they can.
I've heard of the person too that the I wouldn't say ideal situation, but another situation would be if somebody lost a spouse. Mm-hmm. Do you see that a lot?
Yes. So sometimes we see that where they're downsizing or they've lost income, and so they can't afford their monthly, you know, bills. And so we're going to do a reverse because they own their own home. They have equity, right? They don't have a mortgage, and so they're going to do a reverse mortgage so that they can have emergency money in case they need it, and they don't have a mortgage payment.
Yeah, but how difficult is that? I mean, you just said lost income, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How difficult does that become with that lost income, especially if it was a breadwinner?
It is harder because what we're using then is Social Security or pension or any of that. So sometimes it's hard to qualify them, but sometimes you can. It just depends. But you're not qualifying them the same way. Because I'm going to qualify them based on their taxes, their insurance, the maintenance on the property, and any extra income that they might have. They got to pay their bills monthly. So if they don't have bills, and they have Social Security, and they have no mortgage, right?
Right.
That is a doable deal.
I like it when she goes into her counselor voice.
Right? And it also makes it to where, I mean, when you're already suffering a loss of a spouse or you know, you're basically looking at, you know, the hardship not only from that, but then if you're having to uproot, having to sell your home, having to find something that's significantly less than what you're used to,
yes,
and all of the expenses, and then still having a payment, this is definitely a better way to go in order to keep your quality of living up there, and just it keeps them comfortable in an environment that they're used to.
Right.
Right.
And we want to keep them safe. So we want to make sure that they've got money to live on for the rest of their life.
You ladies deal with just about everything when it comes to life situations, don't you?
We do.
We do.
That's crazy. All right.
We have to switch hats between realtor, counselor,
right,
you know, all that good
really?
Stuff.
Really?
So. Counselor, therapist, credit,
yep,
help.
Yep.
Wow.
All of it.
Shoulder to cry on.
That's
yep,
right.
That too.
Oh, you have that too. Nice.
That we do.
Let's take our first break of the hour. Again, you're listening to the Girl Power Hour.
Pow.
Nice. Yeah, you did that one well.
Thank
that was
you.
Good. You did that real well. Hey, soul sister. Right, a little train.
Oh, I like that.
I love
one.
This song.
Yes.
Right.
Let's sing.
We were talking concerts earlier, right?
Yes.
Yes.
George Thorogood coming to the Edgewater this weekend, right?
Oh, it's this weekend.
Sold out.
This weekend. Wow.
Except for the person I was taking, which was a male, by the way, just a, you know, friends going to a concert, had to cancel. His girlfriend's coming to town. So guess who has an extra ticket?
You do. do.
Yeah, I do.
There you go.
I would say call Polly and say why you should go see George Thorogood with me sitting next to you. And you know what? I'll take you to George Thorogood, right?
Nice.
That's a good deal.
You should tell him right now. Why you should go.
Sing one of those songs. What does he sing?
928, Bad to the Bone.
There you go.
One bourbon, one scotch, and one beer.
Oh, yeah.
Which you will need to sit by me. Kidding. 928-854-5687. Dawn's cracking up. She has a smile like, that's the truth. And 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR, or 928-727-5566. That's if you have a real estate question, too. This isn't just a dating game here, right? But I figured, why not? It's Girl Power Hour.
Pow!
Nice! Tried to sneak that one in there.
That's right.
I was on the late show on that one.
We're going to take a short break. You don't have to explain it on the air. You can explain it off the air during the break why you should go. Or you can hit me up with an instant message, right?
Absolutely.
Snapchat or what?
Snapchat.
I'm not on Insta, but I am on Snap, and I am on
DM. Facebook.
I am on X.
There you go.
Yeah. Or you can hit me up on Facebook. Yeah. Right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Michael Jackson thing going on there with Billy Joel. Did you hear that?
Yep.
I'm mad at Billy Joel right now anyway.
Why?
Oh, a story that it's on a documentary called Hired Gun. And Liberty DeVito was Billy Joel's drummer for about 31 years. Liberty is like, he's the drummer on this song. And he tries to get on the plane after a show, and Billy won't let him on the plane after 31 years. Right? They're up in Michigan. He needs to get home to Texas for Easter to be with his kids. Yeah, Billy says he's going to stretch his feet out. There's no room on the plane for you. Right? So he gets home on his own dime. Liberty does. And then he never heard from Billy again. He never played with him again or anything. He said, yeah, in this business, they don't cancel gigs on you. They just don't tell you when the next one is.
Oh, wow.
That's how he treated his drummer of 31 years.
He just went away.
This is like the first time I played Billy Joel on the show in forever. So.
Wow.
Yeah, right? So you got to watch it, folks. It's called Hired Gun. It's about musicians that are hired by, you know, the stars to play in their bands. So there you go. All right. The number, 928-854-5687. You guys are looking like, wow, Billy Joel did that?
31 years.
Yeah, Billy Joel did that. All right. 928-854-5687. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage.
I love those guys.
Jeez.
I was ready for her pal.
I know, she was.
You just saved your job, you know that? Mojave Electric Cooperative. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. TWN Fiber Internet. Salmon's Air Conditioning. Blonzy Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road. A&B Propane, abpropaneaz.com, and don't forget about streaming us live or the show archives, which this one will be because it's the Girl Power Hour.
Pow!
Nice. And the archives are at kntrtalk.com. Pretty soon we'll have enough shows, you guys. You know, we'll do one better than the boys, right?
Yeah.
You'll have your own tab on the website.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
We plan on it.
The boys don't even have that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Let's do a challenge.
Ooh. Uh-oh. You better think about that, though.
Uh-oh.
Because they're on every month. Well, it's not the guys anymore. It's just Chad's the only guy.
Oh, that's true.
Right.
We'll do a Chad challenge.
Just don't, you know, just don't lock him out of his phone. But anyway, sorry, Chadwick. All right, what other That's numbers funny. Do we have? Do we have like $1 million numbers in Bullhead City?
Yeah, absolutely. We have $1 million.
You're so Bullhead.
I do Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, and Mojave Valley.
Beautiful.
Typically. Mm-hmm. But I do spread out into Golden Valley, Kingman, Golden Shores, Topoc, and occasionally to Lake Havasu. But
all right.
Yes. So let me get our... So as far as homes sold over $1 million, there have only been 3 that have sold since September. We currently have 2 that are pending, which means that they're under contract, and there are 15 active right now, ranging from just over $1 million to $5.3 million.
15?
15.
In the Bullhead City?
Yes.
In all those areas.
Wow.
Can
Bullhead,
you say where
Bullhead,
those are?
Between Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, and Mojave Valley. Most of those are going to be riverfront properties.
So Willow Valley, does that count?
Well, Willow Valley's not really right on the river, but...
No, but they have that marina right
yes,
there, right?
Yes, they do. Correct.
Okay, okay,
correct.
I got you.
But no, these are typically riverfront properties. But there are a few that are not, like the $5.3 million one. That one's up in Laughlin Ranch.
Okay.
It's a huge
one. What about Dyke Road on the Arizona side? Would that count?
Yes, absolutely.
Nice. That's, those are some nice homes.
Yes, they are.
Very
they
nice.
Are.
Is that where you live? Because you're smiling
no.
like...
I would love to have my own private beach.
Right, right, right.
The deep water, absolutely.
So, but
I would
15
love to do that.
Pending, what are the challenges?
No, 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 15 active.
Oh, active.
Active.
What does listings. Active mean?
Means they're currently on the market, listed for sale.
I guess that's what I mean by pending
so,
then.
Yeah.
Pending is under contract,
oh.
which means they have a contract on them already. They're in escrow.
Okay.
So we only have 2 of those right now.
So 15 active.
Active.
What's the challenge to get them to pending?
Well, because there's so many of them at the moment.
Oh.
And as far as our price range, anything in that price range is a lot more difficult to sell. So we're relying on people from out of the area to purchase those homes.
Wow, how interesting. So. Do you have cash buyers as well? Because we do that on the other show, too.
We have cash buyers.
No,
yes.
I mean the number of cash
oh,
buyers.
Oh, you know, I don't know if I pulled that one.
Okay.
I did.
Nice.
So
She's
in
Johnny
the,
on the
spot. We talked about that last time.
Jenny on the spot.
Jenny
so,
on the spot, yeah.
So our cash transactions in the last 12 months, we've had 1,395, and those have all sold ranging from 23,000 to 2.6 million. So, with 92 of those sales, oh, excuse me, I scratched that part.
Uh-oh.
I didn't take that part out. But anyway, so yes, but most of your cash transactions, they're not going to be up in the higher echelon of price ranges. We have a lot of investors that come out and purchase and flip the homes. So, and again, I know the last show I had said anything under the $300,000 range is just really a great price point.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're going to have a lot of your flippers come in, investors and those kinds of things.
Flippers.
Yep.
Flippers.
Nice.
And we're seeing that a lot more, right?
Well, we've been seeing it for
yeah.
a while, yes.
Yeah.
So.
Flippers, not to
Home
be confused with Bud and Sandy, right? Did that go over her head or what?
That totally went over my head.
Bud and Sandy were the two boys on the show Flipper.
Oh. Okay.
So. Flippers.
I get it now. I get it now. That was a long time
That was a really
ago.
Bad dad joke, by the way. Really, really bad dad joke. Yeah,
that
I get
a
one.
Long time
wow,
ago.
She gave one. I get,
she gave you a point.
I got props for that.
Yes, you
That's
did.
Excellent.
John
excellent.
Gave you a point.
I
wow.
had another question, but it escapes me right now, so I'm going to take
I know how he remembers all this stuff.
Me?
How?
I'm a child of television, man.
Oh, my goodness.
And radio.
That's right.
And radio, of
yes.
course. All right, Kay McCarthy's here, reverse mortgage specialist for Mojave Mortgage.
I love those guys.
And girls.
I love those girls. I love us all.
And she's a senior loan officer. Sarah Juarez is with the North Star team, Black Mountain Valley Realty.
And I love those girls, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys.
And
I'm
guys.
I have to think of my own little line.
Because your husband's
And I
in
love
there,
them,
right?
too, yeah.
Actually, can I just say this?
Go for
real
it.
Fast, because today is my husband's birthday.
Oh, wow.
So I just want to give him a shout out. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And then my son is also, his birthday is in a couple days, too. So I got to give him a shout out.
Oh,
happy
wow.
birthday to him.
Mine is exactly a month from today.
Oh,
which
we'll
is Good Friday.
That.
And we
oh.
won't be here, so
no, we won't.
We're telling
I
you
know.
Happy birthday right now.
Well, thank you.
Yes, happy birthday.
I'll be officially eligible for Social Security. Is that insane? I just snorted too.
I'll send you a birthday Snapchat.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
There you go.
Perfect. All right, we're going to take a short break. 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. Man, I'm feeling like the Maytag repairman. You know that? Nobody wants to go see George Thorogood.
Oh, no.
Well, give it a little bit of time.
Oh, okay.
Give it a little time.
All right.
They're just not quite ready yet.
Should I do like my parents did when I was a kid, put a pork chop around my neck so the dogs will play with me, or what? I'm back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. You know how you're not sure about those songs, about some songs? I wasn't sure how that would be received, and every single person in the room started singing. In harmony.
We love that song.
Nice.
Amy.
Nice, yes. I love this song, too. It's A-M-I-E is how it's spelled.
Really?
Yes, really.
Did you know that?
No.
So, if you jump up to karaoke and you're expecting A-M-Y, what would you do? Right? I'm just saying. I love this song. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Springberg Wealth Management. Also, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center in Bullhead City. By the Chair, Laughlin Ranch, Mojave College. Also, SamsGuns.com. Solar powered by Esme Electric. By Doritos Place and Legacy Rehab and Care. And don't forget to buy local. Or it's buy local. And Kay has a couple of announcements here. Actually, it's two announcements in one. Look at
I
you.
Do.
You act like you're on TV.
I am.
You're on Insta.
Right? I am on Insta. I might be on Snap. I might be on Facebook.
Tell me,
I might be on Instagram.
Tell me about Empower Your Future.
Empower Your Future. That is a group of girls here in Lake Havasu that are in home care, mm-hmm. out of home care, and Medicare. And reverse care. So we go around offering free workshop to seniors to explain everything that is going on in this world right now. So a lot of seniors
hey, don't... Hey, I qualify for that.
You do. You need to go to this class, right? So for March, we've got a Lake Havasu, and that's on March 16th at the Senior Center. So if you are curious or interested about Medicare or about in-home care mm-hmm. or out-of-home care, you know, maybe you have to go to assisted living, but you own a home. There's a lot of different options. And the girls that are on this expert panel are absolutely amazing. They've been doing this for a while.
I know Jamie Henley's on that panel?
Yes.
Okay.
Carolina Insurance.
And you have?
Christy Corson. With Caring Hearts.
I don't know her.
Yes,
they have
you will
you.
Love her. They have me for Reverse Mortgage.
Angie Foltz.
And Angie Foltz for Place My Care.
Gotcha.
So
I love
in Angie. Home, out of home, in the home, reverse home. It's anything you need to know and the Medicare. Because
perfect.
It's so hard. You know, it's so hard to understand what to do, who to talk to. You just don't know. So we offer free workshop, and we do this on a regular basis.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sarah, I'm going to appeal to your counselor side that we talked about earlier.
Okay.
How come when I see the word senior, I don't relate to that?
Because mentally, who does? We all want to be young at heart.
Good point.
So.
And you don't want to admit that you qualify for the senior discount or what?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Some people are very proud
with you.
Of that.
I want to qualify.
Some people are very proud of that.
I've really started to own that.
Yes. And like you can go to McDonald's and mm-hmm. get a discount with the coffee, right?
What about tomorrow at Albertsons?
Ooh, yes. And you can shop early too.
Yeah.
And you can go to the movies.
The problem with tomorrow.
I don't know these things yet.
The problem with tomorrow at that store it's so crowded, it seems like.
It does seem like that.
Right, for an extra, what, 10% off the entire thing, I think
but
it
I
is?
But I think also, you know, all of the stores have some kind of senior discount.
Right.
So you all need to check because there's all kinds of discounts here locally.
This is the perfect show to talk about that, too, because of this time of year and the population that's here right now. But let's switch topics on the Girl Power Hour.
By the way,
you forgot one.
Pow!
Dang! Oh, thank you. What did I miss?
We forgot. So we.
I didn't forget. It was your announcement.
I know. I'm sorry. Lake Havasu. We're doing the senior center, right? We're doing that on March 16th, but we're doing Bullhead on March 18th at the library. So it's the same workshops for free for all seniors, and it's not just for seniors. So we can have their kids there, too, their relatives, anybody that helps a senior, right?
Does it have to be like a caregiver? Is that what you mean?
It could be anybody.
Okay.
It could be anybody. It's anyone that can help a senior, whether that be their children, whether it be a caregiver, whether it be aunts and uncles, whether it be, you know, anybody. So if you need to know how to help seniors with regards to any of these processes, right, Medicare, in-home care, out-of-home care, or reverse care, you need to come to these.
Okay. Now I'm going to get to my segue, or I'm going to try to. Why is now the time to buy, as far as real estate goes, in the Bullhead, Bullhead, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, Topaz, Golden Shores area?
Yep. Because, again, we have a lot of properties that are on the market, so you've got a lot of inventory to choose from. So with that being said, don't be afraid as a buyer to ask for the seller concessions. Mm-hmm. You know, the sellers have to realize that they have to be a little bit more open to repairs, to those seller concessions. Otherwise, their home's going to sit a lot longer on the market. So consider rate buy-downs to help the buyers, you know, qualify and come in and do that. And they definitely need to again, negotiate as far as those repairs during their inspection periods. So
why is now the best time to get financed?
Now is the best time because rates have come down just a tad.
They
have. We're still in the sixes and the fives, and, of course, it depends on things. But if you have lease land with the mobile homes, it's a little bit higher, but not much. But the thing is, you can get a seller concession. There's a lot of homes sitting on the market right now, and you have a lot to choose from, right? And if you get a seller concession, you can also get a gift from a family member. So there's a lot of different ways you can do this. If we do an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, we can use other options too, not just the seller concession.
Okay. Now, there's been a lot of talk in the news about short-term rentals, especially in the Havasu area. I'm not sure if it's as big a problem in Bullhead. But there's also been talk of the White House doing an executive order as far as, correct me if I'm wrong here, something about corporations buying up properties that could be otherwise used for rentals or for, you know, sales. Corporations are just buying them up and then turning them into short-term rentals.
Or full-time rentals.
Can you add to that? Is that something that you know about?
I don't know too much about it yet.
Okay.
I have not researched into some of that. I did just recently see something in regards to that. But, I mean, corporations have been purchasing properties for quite a while.
Oh.
And as far as, you know,
that's not a recent problem then.
No. No,
interesting.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not. But basically, they've saturated the short-term rental market, and again, a lot of private buyers have also done that as well. So, again, those markets are saturated at the moment. So they're turning around and selling some.
Yeah,
of those properties.
It seems like I know.
Or
I've
turning them into rental properties.
I've heard that too. Chad and I were talking about that as well. And it seems like when there was the big flip movement, mm-hmm. when people were buying homes to flip homes, and then the pandemic broke out, that sort of wasn't such a good thing anymore to have a home on your hands that wasn't flipped yet, right?
Right.
Kind of the same thing with short-term rentals.
Right. Right. And we're what we're seeing in Bullhead right now, because, again, we do the property management as well, so we're seeing a lot of people who have short-term rentals that they just cannot get them rented. So now they're turning them into full-time rentals, or they're selling them, which, again, is adding to the inventory on the market. So this is actually the first winter that we have had where our snowbird rentals have not been filled.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Is it bringing those rental prices down, do you know?
Not too much. I mean, it really hasn't affected it that much.
That's funny. Taxes because, never come down, and neither do the price.
Exactly.
Neither does the price of rent.
Well, you also have the utilities. Uh-huh. I mean, on furnished rentals, they're having to cover those utilities for those renters as well. So no, those costs aren't coming down.
So there's little things they add in to entice
the
rental market.
Well, because for a short term, they're not going to go and have electricity turned on in their name or gas connected or any of those utilities.
Right.
So, I mean, it behooves the landlord to go ahead and keep those utilities in their name and then just do a utility cap.
Sure, sure. Is there another category that we missed that you have listed? Maybe condos? Did you do those yet?
I did not go over condos yet, but I do have that information.
I love that.
Very good. Very good.
So, as far as condos in Bullhead, right now we've got 21 month supply of inventory as far as condos.
Whoa.
They don't move as well as our single family or our manufactured homes. And the average sales price on those are about $175,000.
Okay.
So, right now, the median sales price on them is about $195,000. So, and the average days on market is 140.
But then you still have HOA to deal with, right?
Correct.
When it comes to a condo, every condo has a homeowners association, correct?
Yes, every one of them.
What do those rates normally run?
So it depends on where they're at, actually. We have some of them that are on the river that, they're $500 a month. You've got some of them that are a little bit less than that. We've got some in town where they have, just covered parking. They don't have interior laundry. You know, it just kind of depends on some of those. And those are going to run you just maybe about $300 a month for HOA fees.
Here they did something. They restructured the water. That the water rates, the water bills for those for condos and that, and I think it's now individualized per condo, if I remember right. But I don't know, something happened with the rates. They went pretty high to where the condo owners that were renting to the renters had to raise the rates quite a bit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I know mine was 200 in 2 years, 200 a month.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Over a 2 year period.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. It is.
I know water rates are actually in Bullhead right now. They're having an election on that. So I don't know what all's happening with that. That'll be a city council thing we'll have to kind of follow up on. But
no, there's a lot of infrastructure talk in Bullhead City because assuming that water system from EPCOR.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a few years ago.
It was.
It will eventually pay for itself.
Yes.
It's just a matter of time and fixing what was
There's been a lot of fixing.
It was like buying a Pinto and turning it into a Cadillac. Basically what a lot of some people
have
said.
Well, we're not a Cadillac yet.
Some people have said that to me. Seriously.
Yeah.
The water system was neglected for many years from what I understand.
Yeah.
So. Anything else that you wanted to cover, Kay?
Well, you know, now's a good time to do investment properties, too, to purchase investment. There's a supply out there, and people think that they cannot qualify, although they can because
Paul.
We have certain programs, Paul.
You think I qualify for an investment property?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
So
we need to get a primary first.
Right? But here's the thing. We're qualifying based on the rental income. We're not qualifying based on your income, and we're not qualifying based on the amount of properties you own. None of that. So it's way different.
Explain that. What do you mean you're qualifying based on the rental income?
We're going to qualify based on looking at the properties that are similar and looking at their rent. We're going to qualify you based on being able to pay the rent. So it's normally one-to-one, which means if you have a house payment or a mortgage payment of $1,000 and the rent is $1,000, that's one-to-one.
Is
you qualify.
Is a mortgage payment of $1,000 common? Because that would be in my budget.
Let's go with the manufacturer.
Unless I had to live in
the 120. Let's go.
Unless I had to live in Yucca, that would be different.
Keep in mind, though, you know,
hey,
taxes,
you said you wanted to commute.
Not really. No.
I got a deal for you.
I live 0.9, right? I live 0.9 miles from work right now.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, we'll find something here.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. So, but the whole point was you have a $1,200 payment. Your rent is $1,200. You have an $1,800 payment. Your rent is $1,800. That's 1-to-1, and you can qualify with an investment property for that.
Wow. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. You got to have some money down, though. Generally, it's like 15% down on investment.
What about deals for veterans? Are there several programs out there for veterans that they would qualify for?
Yes. We love our veterans.
It's a very heavy population here in Mojave County.
Yes. On a VA loan, it's zero money down, and sometimes the veteran doesn't have to pay a funding fee either. So if they're funding fee exempt, that's kind of like FHA mortgage insurance premium or PMI for conventional. So sometimes they're exempt from that, which is better, a better benefit for a veteran. And it's zero money down. So they could go in and let's say they buy a house for $350,000, right? And their loan amount's $350,000. And Sarah got a seller concession for them. And now they're bringing no money to the table and purchasing their very first house. Or their second or the third. It just doesn't matter. Right,
okay.
But I would always encourage the veteran to use their VA benefits.
Absolutely.
So PMI, when is a person allowed to drop the PMI? When do they have to take PMI? When do they allowed to drop the PMI?
So
that's
on
personal mortgage insurance, right?
Mm-hmm. Otherwise known as private mortgage
insurance. Okay.
So private mortgage insurance is on a conventional loan. So if you have less than 20% down, you're going to have private mortgage insurance. So anything less or more than that, you don't have private mortgage insurance.
Hmm.
So we can request at 78% to get it released. At 76%, it has to come off automatically.
At 76%?
Of the value.
Oh, okay.
And you have to get an appraisal. There's other things that have to be done.
Sure.
So you don't just get to waive it, right?
Right.
So you have to request it from the servicer, and you have to submit an appraisal. And you have to pay for that.
So you have to pay for another. Right. I get that.
Yes.
I get that. Perfect.
But it can be done.
Yep.
Right. Anything we missed as far as numbers in the Bullhead City area?
Yeah, I just want to go over just real quick, just as far as in the, just again, for numbers, for residential.
Yes.
Just in the last 7 days, just to give you an idea of how many listings are actually out there, we've had 72 new listings hit the market in Bullhead City. We've had 19 of them come back on the market, which means they've fallen out of escrow. 65 price decreases just in the last 7 days. So this just shows you how competitive people are getting because of the inventory that's out there. And then as far as what's gone under contract, we've had 35 and 41 have actually closed escrow. So we do have a large amount of inventory out there. So again, if you're a buyer, you know, come out and let's get you pre-qualified with Kay and let's find you a home because they're out there.
How large are those price decreases that you're talking about? Or counter offers, right?
Well, no. As far as your price decreases, it just honestly depends on the property itself. How long
maybe it's not moving, right?
Correct. And what's actually available around them. So as far as like what's gone under contract, though, that's where they've actually come to an agreement, and it's went, you know, pending. It's now in escrow. So.
What's the biggest mistake people make when they come to you and say, you know, Zillow says my house is worth this, and you're like, I loved how you rolled your eyes just now, because I've heard of that so many times. That's
because
a big mistake,
Zillow,
isn't it?
Well, yes, because Zillow cannot tell you, like in Bullhead, we have such a diverse amount of properties. You know, you might have a manufactured home right next to a riverfront home, right next to a single family home.
Next to a bait
Zillow,
shop. No,
yes.
I'm kidding.
But Zillow cannot tell you, you know, it can't tell you that. It also cannot tell you, you know, if this house, if house number A, house A has been completely upgraded and the value has gone up in regards to that. You know, maybe they haven't, you know, had it reappraised or anything in that
right.
time. So it can't tell you the condition of those properties. An agent can. We can go in and we can actually see those things and tell the differences in those. And
right.
so. That's why Zillow is not accurate. It's not. It's only about, what, maybe 20% accurate?
Are you hearing anything? Are you hearing anything back from people about their, you know, property tax bills being a little bit lower, maybe price, you know, because the valuations of their home going down? Or
I haven't, not
You haven't
year.
Heard any feedback on
year.
That? Not this year? Past years you have?
Typically when they go up, yes, I hear about that.
Always.
Because then they get their valuation and they're like, Sarah, what is this?
Then their mortgage payment went up. And I'm like, no.
Right.
So.
All right, ladies, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
Playing
you.
One for every woman in this room right
Yay.
Now. Little Roy Orbison. And another successful voyage of the Girl Power Hour.
Pow!
Nice. Very good. All right. I'm going to take the last break of the hour. Tell you what's coming up tomorrow. I'll give you a hint. It has to do with pioneers.
Yeah.
Back with more in a moment. Stay with us.
Pretty woman, talk a while. Pretty woman, give your smile to me.
Had to hear that song again. All right, Dan De Los Santos will be on tomorrow with the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, of course. I'm not sure who the guest is, but I know they're calling in, so I do know that much. And then we'll have Sound Advice with Brian Springberg on Thursday, and a good show on Monday planned. Go Lake Havasu coming in. Ooh, that'll be a good one, along with Warm Sea is going to call in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. All right, Hannity's up next. Preceded by Fox News. Stay tuned, Karate Man, for 3 hours. 3 hours of Hannity up next on KNTR Talk.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.